New Food and Drug Administration rules concerning the sale of tobacco went into effect today. FDA regulations now require merchants to ask for photo identification for anyone younger than 27 who's attempting to buy tobacco, and sales to people under the age of 18 now carry a $250 fine. This is the first of a series of new tobacco regulations, and public health officials marked the event at a White House ceremony today. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Smoking is the biggest cause of premature death in this country, taking more than 400,000 lives each year through heart disease and cancer. And since most smokers start as young teenagers, they are the target of new regulations. Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala underscored that point at today's White House ceremony.
Today we make history. Today we take one more giant step in a mission that will be recorded as one of the most important public health triumphs of this century. We continue this historic journey by enforcing a common sense regulation, a regulation that will protect young people by kicking Joe Camel out of their lives.
Requiring proof of age for tobacco purposes is the first step. All 50 states forbid cigarette sales to minors, but President Bill Clinton said those laws aren't working well.
Studies show that minors succeed in buying cigarettes over the counter nearly 70% of the time. That simply must stop.
It's not clear how the federal regulations will help. So far, there is little effort to beef up enforcement, and some state officials have grumbled about having to use their own inspectors for the task. The FDA is planning to spend $4 million to run undercover operations to identify merchants who are selling tobacco to children, but the government hasn't yet decided which states will get funds to run those sting operations. This is just the first in a series of FDA regulations. 6 months from now, the FDA will require major restrictions on tobacco advertising and promotion. Colorful ads will be banned from magazines with significant youth readership, and outdoor advertising will be banned near schools and playgrounds. The tobacco companies are fighting these regulations in court, arguing that the FDA lacks jurisdiction over tobacco. But so far, that legal action hasn't stopped the new regulations. This is Richard Harris in Washington.